Change is simply, as I told you earlier at one stage, when something which is cold becomes hot, is a process of change. Yesterday the idea of God was dormant in my mind. Today the idea of God becomes very prominent. So that is called the process of change. It becomes hot with me. It was only peripheral yesterday, now it becomes central. It is a process of change. It's not just conversion. In a process of conversion, that which was cold, that cold area is eliminated altogether. You are fully converted. The new idea assumes a tremendous place in your being. And then you say, now I'm converted. All that you are conscious of is drenched by this new idea, is conversion. The transformation is much greater than. In a psychic change, you begin to become aware of the psychic being and try to bring the psychic being into the front. That is psychic change. When it remains very much into the front, most of the time, you can say now psychic conversion has taken place. But when the psychic life chooses all the being, body, life, mind, everything, you might even find it difficult to make a decision between mind and psychic being, between life and psychic being, between body and psychic being. Everywhere, wherever you go, whether it is body, life and mind, you find nothing but psychic being, psychic consciousness, spread out. And nothing that is contrary to psychic being is present then. That is called psychic transformation. Now similarly, when you rise up and have the experiences of Purusha, Brahman, Ishvara, and bring down the light and power and joy and bliss and presence and peace of these levels into the lower levels, some kind of spiritualization starts and body, life and mind become very much aware of the Purusha or of the Brahman or of Ishvara. Some kind of spiritualization starts. A point comes when you are settled into Purusha experience all the time. All the time you are in Brahman consciousness, all the time you are in Ishvara consciousness. A major step has been taken then. But whenever you act, it is the body, life and mind as before they are acting. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. It's some modification. If you cut off yourself from prakriti, from all action, then further transformation question doesn't arise. You just are cut off and you can remain in your ivory tower, do nothing at all, then you are never wrong. And everything is fine, everything is peaceful. But if you start acting, then normally action starts with our normal being. With some experience which is behind, in which you are liberated. And many human beings who are doing yoga, they are seated in this disequilibrium. Inwardly peaceful, outwardly turbulent. Rishis like Durvasa, for example, who may be in a great state of high level of realization, but capable of great anger. this kind of disequilibrium exists. That means that the nature of body, life and mind have not had the infusion of the life and power and peace of the higher being into these lower parts. So gradually to bring down is a process of descent. It's a long process, very difficult process. This can be aided by Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, Raja Yoga, Asya Yoga, by process of purification, concentration, enrichment. All these processes you make use of them, but ultimate result should be that this light and power and peace should really come down on body, life and mind. But this becomes more and more effective if you enter into not only in Purusha, Brahman and Ishvara, but also you enter into higher Maya, divine Maya, into Shakti, into higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, over mind. If you bring down the powers of these elements into your being, into your body, life and mind, then the transformation becomes much more powerful. When the over-mental powers suffuse themselves into the body, mind, life and body, then that is called the height, climax of spiritual transformation. Just as suffusion of the psychic sweetness and light and purity into each and every part of body, life and mind was called psychic transformation. Similarly, the suffusion of the light and power and peace of Purusha, Brahman, Ishvara through the instrumentality of our mind, not of mind, but of our mind, suffused into mind, life and body, when this great event takes place, then it is called the climax of spiritual transformation. It is by itself such a tremendous achievement that one may be justified in saying that now there is nothing more to be done. Yet, this unconscious and inconscient are still not covered. The body may be transformed, but the inconscient is still not transformed. And this can be done only if you can rise into the super mind. And if our mind is supramentalized, intuitive mind is supramentalized, illumined mind is supramentalized, higher mind is supramentalized, mind is supramentalized, life is supramentalized, body is supramentalized, inconscient is supramentalized. When this process is completed, that is called supramental transformation. Now this chapter, which you call triple transformation, speaks of these three transformations: the psychic transformation, spiritual transformation and supramental transformation. I think I have repeated what I had said earlier to some extent. I have added something more which I had not said earlier, but I think I have now covered the entire chapter in its fullness.